Canary Street Press and Harper Audio present One Sweet Southern Summer, featuring the bonus story, Maybe My Baby, by Janice Maynard, performed by Virginia Rose. 1. Have I made a terrible mistake? Leah Marks leaned on a fence railing that still smelled of new wood and tried to ignore the panicked butterflies whirling in her chest. In the distance, middle schoolers crisscrossed the newly sodded lawn, finding their quarters and laughing excitedly. Or at least most of them were enthusiastic. She had already spotted a few loners who arrived with either sulky or wary expressions. 3 years ago, her great-aunt Trudy, wealthy and childless, had left Leah a charming bungalow in the town of Blossom Branch, Georgia, along with this 50 acres of land farther out from town that encompassed a healthy peach orchard and the remnants of a summer camp from the 1970s. Plus, an embarrassing amount of cash. Leah's aunt hadn't particularly liked children, as far as Leah could tell, so the inheritance had come as a complete surprise. A letter from the grave had expressed Trudy's desire for Leah to make her mark in the world. Even as a young woman, Leah understood the implication. Her parents' marriage was very conventional, with her mother accommodating her father's wants and needs, sometimes at the expense of her own. Leah's brothers were showered with encouragement to try new things, take risks, reach for the stars. Leah was a shy, bookish, introverted kid growing up. The only things she had been encouraged to do were to be quiet and polite and make good grades. Sports were never suggested, and since Leah had always seen herself as being on the clumsy and gawky side, she certainly never wanted to sign up for volleyball or soccer. She'd tried dance camp for a time, and after that, one brief, embarrassing summer of gymnastics. But for the most part, risk, physical or otherwise, was not something to be embraced as a female in the Marks family. Even more recently, with her degrees in hand, she had struggled to know where she wanted to live, what she wanted to do, how she might stand out as an adult woman, not in the shadow of her male siblings. Then came Aunt Trudy's unexpected gift. It had been a watershed moment, a wake-up call, a dogged insistence from a remarkable woman who had never allowed herself to be sidelined that Leah should do something. Even with the inheritance and Trudy's posthumous urging, it had taken time to settle on a project. Her mother had wanted her to put Aunt Trudy's gift in a college fund for Leah's theoretical future offspring, managing to point out more than once that her daughter needed to get out there and find a man. Her father had urged her to sell the valuable property and invest the cash. But Leah had been drawn to the idea of summer camp. Why? She wasn't sure. She had certainly never been to camp as a child. But this land was hers. Hers. She would never forget the first day she walked the property after the lawyer's call. Something about the romantic aroma of peach trees heavy with fruit, the thick summer air, and the zip of dragonflies over a mysterious pond had been exhilarating and empowering. Endless conversations with her two best friends had brought Leah to this pivotal moment today. She had been blessed by her aunt's gift, and now she wanted to share her good fortune. While doing an internship at an alternative school during her senior year in college, she had seen enough of other families' pain in the world to know the money would feel like a burden unless she spent it well. Establishing a nonprofit, renovating the camp, and funding a program for troubled young teens had seemed like a great way to pay it forward and put her psychology degrees to good use. But now that the 20 middle schoolers had arrived from Atlanta, her very first campers, she felt out of her depth. Her best friend Kate mimicked Leah's pose and looked out across the corral that would facilitate equine therapy. Of course you're not making a mistake. Don't be silly. Your counselors are highly trained adults with backgrounds in trauma and addiction. You've turned this camp into a showplace. These kids are extremely lucky to be here. Kate's words didn't entirely erase the queasy feeling in Leah's stomach.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?